FM has been on a journey. A journey across Harrogate, Craven and Wharfdale, visiting some of the finest businesses in the area. Because we're proud of our area and you are proud of your businesses. From clothes shops to garages, from vets to hairdressers, from restaurants to butchers. Beginning with Skipton.
And we are at Edwards Dry Cleaners. Good morning, Charles and Michael.
Good morning. Good morning.
And these are the people who keep Skipton looking so smart and trendy.
So if you've ever got a night out, a day to wedding, and you want to look your best, come and see Charles. And you're a local business. You love working at Skipton, don't you, Charles?
Oh, definitely. Been here 18 months now and all going well. And the thing is, I mean, at the moment, coming up to Valentine's Day is the best time to do it.
Oh, that's a very good point.
If you're on Tinder and you get yourself a match, come and see Charles.
Absolutely.
As well as Edwards Dry Cleaners, we visited Just By The Bridge, Tapsland West, and even got a top tip from Craven Stationery.
I brought you a Stray FM top quality promotional pen.
Top quality, but it scratched when you tried to write with it.
But then you did what?
Magic trick. Put it on a radiator for 30 seconds and it writes perfectly.
We ate fish and chips at Busy Lizzie's, got a haircut at Woody's, stroked puppies at Kingsway Vets and got busy in the kitchen at Home and Kitchen.
We have selected the top five kitchen gadgets here at Home and Kitchen. Give us number one, Hilary.
Number one, I would say it has to be the garlic zoom.
What does the garlic zoom do?
It's a fantastic little gadget. You pop your garlic in the top, you close the lid and you literally drive it round your worktop. It's a proper boy's toy for the kitchen.
And it chops that garlic, which is good because nobody loves that job, do they?
Oh, it's a horrid job. So you can pop your herbs in there with the garlic and it does it all in one go.
And then it was over to Ilkley for a spot of ball games at the Ilkley Tennis Club, some painting at the art shop and some fancy footwork at O'Connor Chiropractors. But then it's time for a spot of Vietnamese food at Bistro Saigon.
Difficult to pigeonhole Vietnamese food because of its influence. We have influence from Thailand, China and the French. If you come on a Friday and Saturday night, it's a really vibey, lively, sometimes quite raucous atmosphere.
Good. Yeah. Right, we'll be here this Friday.
We went to Floor Decor, the community cafe, Angus Roberts and The Carriage, and then, of course, got fancy at Ashworth and Tennants.
Oh, love the team in here. We've been looking forward to this one all day today.
We have top Ilkley celebrity Stevie T with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Well, there's all sorts of varying gifts. We've got silver ranges, Tecento, Thomas Sabo. We've got two brilliant watch brands, Bearing and Citizen. And we've also got our own bespoke design service.
Bridge was the next stop. Stopped off and got clean and tidy at Clean and Tidy. Had a little trip to Gone to Pot.
Gone to Pot is home interiors, bespoke furniture, individual gifts and homewares.
And it's fab, isn't it?
It's perfect for this area. Honestly, there's so many houses around here that would just suit a visit.
We also visited Borough Bridge Dental Centre and got some hair tips from Watkins Wright before gifting at Issima.
We sell lots of cards. People come in and buy a card, they'll buy a piece of fashion, they buy mirrors, they spend a lot of money. They just love this shop because they can buy anything, gifts for people. It's all here.
Your range of greeting cards is extensive. Yes. And yes, they're very kind of nice. They're not mainstream. They're quite alternative. And they're very cool.
That's the aim for me, is to buy different things that you won't find anywhere else, and that's what we aim to do here.
They fixed the car at Borough Bridge Auto Services, grabbed some fashion from Bean Vintage and got some printing sorted at Premier Design and Print. Finally, got ready to move the house with Craven Homes.
Got a lot of customer following, you know, repeat business. We just pride ourselves on that personal touch that we like to think that we can, you know, not just about putting your house on the market, it's stressful enough, but literally going right through the sales progress, right to handing the key over to the new buyer.
Knaresborough saw us drive cars at Redline, get the shopping in at Hutton's Butchers, Fair Deal and Wild Orchid, and looked at some very pretty things in Scarlett's Tea Rooms.
It is so cute. I love it so much.
Well, I'm pretty partial to it as well, thanks.
So you say vintage. You say vintage, like, well, for those that can't be here seeing it, what do you mean?
Well, we've got old crockery from the 40s and 30s. So everybody has china teacups, china teapots and all those. We've got plate stands. We have fancy memorabilia from the 40s and 50s. We've got old tins and jars. We've got an old record player from the 1930s that plays 78s. It's just everything that we can find that is vintage and of the sort of 40s era.
It is so cute. And can I just come around the counter and do the ding of the old style till?
Yeah, of course.
Listen to this. Yes, Granville.
We tried on glasses at Yorkshire Eyewear, visited the Knaresborough Lido, got some physio done at Castle Clinic, and even got a bra fitting at Sheer Bliss.
I am a guesser. I'm very much a guesser. You are a fitter. Tell us what you do to fit somebody, and do you fancy fitting me?
For definite, I'll fit you, absolutely. Yeah, we fit rather than measure because we work with brands and we know how they fit. So not necessarily all the brands fit the same, and even some of the bras in the same brands fit differently. So we very much fit our bras and we do it all by sight. We've been here a long time.
And then we got microchipped and ultrasounded, obviously, at Forest House Vets.
You're going to run a few tests on me. You've just ultrasounded me. You're going to see if I'm microchipped.
Just held the scanner up.
Yeah.
Go to the scruff of your neck.
Yeah.
You can hear it bleeding. Yeah. And no, you don't seem to be chipped.
I haven't been chipped. My mum used to write my name in all my clothes, but she never got around to microchipping me.
Well, if you get lost, we won't be able to find you.
Yeah, it's a daily concern.
Now to Otley. Time for some print crew, Prospect Estates, and a cheeky pie at Weegmans.
Welcome to Weegmans! So popular, so popular. Hi, Becky!
Hi!
And thank you very much for having us here. Now, this place is very, very popular, and it smells fantastic. What are some of the things I can smell?
Oh, you can smell the steak pies. We've got the hot pot sandwiches with the crackling and stuffing and applesauce.
I don't think I've had a pork pie for at least 12 hours, actually. I might have to have a pork pie.
We got dressed at Jenny's Dresser, got techie at Shop Avi, and even checked out Salami & Co.
And Lucy, what's it like when the place has got lots of people and lots of dogs in?
Oh, it's like a really buzzing atmosphere. Everyone's just talking to each other. It's great, I think, for people just to come, even if they've not got any dogs, if they want to come down and just see, like, how everything's going.
In Ripon, we saw Duffield, Kitchen Warehouse and Damien James, popped in for a pint at Sobar and then got all boozy at Little Red Berry.
So we are a liqueur manufacturer, so we make things like sloe gin, damson gin, we make a few vodkas. Gin's very popular at the moment, so it's quite a busy business.
And who do you supply to then? Who buys the liqueurs?
So we've got three avenues of business. We've got our trade suppliers, who we supply to. So we've got Keelan Farm Shop, Fodder in Harrogate, lots of Yorkshire suppliers.
Very nice.
And then we've also do quite a lot of online, so we sell through our own website and also through a couple of other sort of distributors as well on there. And then we do a lot of food festivals as well.
We went to Arstead, G Craggs, got fit at Origins Health Club and then hungry at Prima.
The customers know that we change a lot of things here at Prima with a special Bordeaux changes. Today I've seen Chef preparing the baby chicken in a light ginger and limoncello sauce, so that would be very nice. The lobster ravioli, it's always a hit, and the braised lamb shank. A lot of people love it because it's nice and wintry.
Then today, the penultimate day of Love Your High Street saw us say hello to Serendipity, J Todd and Toffgate Barn in Pateley Bridge, and then a quick trip over to the York Arms. We then found some adorable onesies in Wetherby at Doodlebug.
Okay, so Downstairs predominantly deals with children up to age two, so babies from birth up to age two, and then upstairs we have all of our older children's things, so up to age six. Upstairs we also have a small children's play area, so hopefully mum and dad can shop, get a little bit of peace while kids play, and also a nursing area, so if any mums get caught short in town and want to feed their little ones, then they're welcome to come under here, come in here and feed.
Also in Wetherby we've got Trendy Espada Boutique, and then our final stop today was acoustic soundproofing.
We have a phrase, we use noisy neighbours or neighbour noise. Noisy neighbours is when someone's inconsiderate, that they're putting the music on at an unsociable time or at an unsociable volume. Whereas, to be honest, there doesn't have to be a stigma to it. It can just be you're 6 inches away from your neighbour. They may, have a shower early morning and you're a night owl.
It's been a whirlwind tour of some of the best towns in the areas, and it's not quite finished. Tomorrow, Harrogate.